Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio. I'm your host, Sparkplug, publisher of People You Need to Know Business Guide, Metro Atlanta's most beautiful and effective advertising for your small business. We offer the kind of exposure and recognition that many thought was only available for America's high-profile celebrities. Our mission is simple: to unite women business owners for their mutual benefit and generate a new level of excitement for what they do. We enthusiastically provide mega recognition, unrivaled respect, fantastic opportunities, energetic encouragement, and a stronger brand identity in Metro Atlanta and beyond. We're honored to lead the way in shining the spotlight on women business owners. Save the date. On Saturday, August 17, 2019, we'll be hosting our Women Working Together Business Expo at the incredible Riverside Epicenter from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Stay tuned for more information or call us at 770-460-5995. Vendor space is still available. In today's segment of Sparkplug Radio, we're going to be speaking with Ms. Keisha Rochelle Williams about the Southside Medical Center's 5K Run for Health. Our very special guest today is a native of Dallas, Texas, Big D. She graduated from Texas A&M University with a degree in journalism and broadcasting and received her master's degree in communications from the University of Nevada, Reno. Today, she is the esteemed director of marketing for Southside Medical Center in Atlanta, Georgia's oldest community-based healthcare center, where she anchors the creative platform for the 11 locations across the state of Georgia. We are so very honored to have on the phone today a woman who is truly making her mark as Metro Atlanta's strategic marketing genius, Ms. Keisha Rochelle Williams. Welcome to Sparkplug Radio.
Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
Well, Ms. Keisha, can I call you Keisha?
Yes, that's fine.
All right. Well, Ms. Keisha, we know you're extremely busy, so I want to get right into it, okay?
Okay.
All right. So when is the Southside Medical Center's 5K Run for Health, and where will it be held?
The Southside Medical Center 5K Run will be held this Sunday at Southside Medical Center. It's located right next to the old Turner Field. It's the new Georgia State football field at 1046 Ridge Avenue. So it'll start at our main center, and we'll go around the stadium and come back to our main center, and it starts at 8 a.m. this Sunday.
All right. Any hills involved?
Yeah, it's not a flat land for sure. We know we're in Georgia, so it's definitely a few hills to climb.
All right. Well, Ms. Keisha, why is this event so important that you're hosting it for the sixth year?
Well, Southside Medical Center helps the underserved, underinsured, no-insured patients across Metro Atlanta. And so we've done this for the last, you just mentioned, 6 years. But this year, our focus is more so on mental health. We know that this is a growing epidemic, and typically someone in everyone's family is dealing with this issue. So we want to raise awareness and money so we can help patients here in Metro Atlanta face this issue.
All right. Well, Ms. Keisha, what's the number one message about mental health that you're trying to get out?
That it matters. Your mental health is very important, and so we want to make sure that we give patients the tools and equipment to deal with mental health and not be ashamed or, you know, hide away about this problem. We want you to come out and talk about it and get the help that you need so you can have a healthy lifestyle.
All right. Well, who can run in your 5K Run for Health, and what's the cost to register?
Anyone can run. It's for families. Bring your entire family out. It's from ages 1 to 101. I mean, we have a different ranges of people participating, and we're very excited. We have over 400 runners signed up so far, and so we're really excited about it. And for adults, it's $25. Children under 12 is $10. So it's definitely going to be a fun-filled family event.
Well, it sounds like it. How can people register?
All you have to do is go to www.southsidemedical.net and then click on the link that says Events News, and the registration is right there. Again, that's www.southsidemedical.net and click on the Events News link on the website, and then you can get registered.
Now, you say you have 400 registered. How many are you expecting, and is there a prize for the winner?
Yeah, definitely we have medals for all age groups and then the overall winners. But we're expecting for sure over 500, close to 600 runners this year.
Wow. So this is the sixth year for the event. Are you already planning for next year?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Once this is finished on Sunday, planning starts on Monday.
Wow. Okay. All right. Tell us a little bit about your race route.
Okay, so the race, as I mentioned, it starts right at our main center, which is on Ridge Avenue, and then it goes around, goes into the Mechanicsville and Somerville neighborhood, and then it passes through Hank Aaron Avenue, and then around the old Turner Field, which is now the Georgia State Football Stadium, and comes back around to Pryor Road, and then back to the main center. So it's a nice route, and as you mentioned, it's a few hills to climb, but it's a great exercise for the family.
All right, and exercise is important. Well, I know that you have many committed sponsors to help you put on such a great event. So who are they?
We have Humana, we have MedSo, we have National Premier Laboratories. We have Aetna on board this year. We have WellCare. We have apparel manufacturing that's helped us out. We also have, I think we have a few more, and I'm not thinking of them right now, but we definitely have over 10 sponsors that are coming out, Peach State, that are coming out to help us, and they're our partners not only at this event, but they also help us throughout the year.
Well, Ms. Keisha, tell us a little bit more about Southside Medical Center. I know you guys have been around since like 1967, serving Atlanta's underserved communities with highly trained physicians. Tell us a little bit more about what your vision is, what your mission is of Southside Medical Center.
Yeah, we've been around for over 50 years. Last year we celebrated our 50th year, and we have 11 locations throughout Metro Atlanta. We have locations in DeKalb County. We have in Butts County, Spalding County, Fulton County, and Gwinnett County. So what we are a mission to do is help the underserved. Those people in Metro Atlanta who can't get the health care that they necessarily deserve because of their income. So we help them get health care, top-of-the-line health care, through our centers.
Wow. Well, I want to commend you for the work, the great and much-needed work that Southside Medical Center is doing and has continued to do for over 50 years, and I know it's a vital part of keeping Metro Atlanta, healthy. And so with your race, I'm sure a lot of people are going to be happy as well.
Yeah, we're hoping that we get a lot of participation and then we raise a lot of money so, again, we can help those in need of mental health issues.
Now, tell them how they can register again, please.
Okay. All you have to do is go to southsidemedical.net and click on the link at the top that says Events and News. That's southsidemedical.net. And click on the tab at the top that says Events and News.
All right. Now, Ms. Keisha, how did you make it here from Atlanta, not Atlanta, Texas, but Dallas, Texas, to Atlanta, Georgia?
Well, I received a job here. I was in television news for over 12 years, and my last television job was here at WSB TV Channel 2. I was the 11 o'clock news producer for WSB, so that brought me to Atlanta.
Okay, so you got a chance to work with Monica.
Oh, yeah, and I loved working with Monica. She's a class act.
Everybody loves Monica. So do you have any final thoughts that you'd like to leave us with regarding your 5K run?
I just want to encourage everyone to come out and support Southside Medical Center's 5K run. Again, the cause, the proceeds are going to help residents in Metro Atlanta that are dealing with mental illness. It's going to be Sunday at 8 a.m., and you can still register at southsidemedical.net. Click on the tab Events and News, and we're excited for everyone to come out and have a good time.
Well, Ms. Keisha, before we bring this interview to a close, tell our listening audience what you like the most about Atlanta's People You Need to Know business guide.
I like it because it informs people on what they basically need to know, the news that you can use. So I really appreciate this broadcasting avenue.
All right. And finally, how can our listeners connect with you?
They can connect with me via email, kwilliams@smcmed.com, or they can also connect with me on Facebook, Keisha Williams, and then also Instagram is K. Rochelle Will.
All right. Give out that information one more time for the slow riders out there like me.
Okay. You can connect with me at my email, which is kwilliams@smcmed.com. I'm also on Facebook with Keisha Williams, and then also Instagram, K. Rochelle Will.
All right. Well, Ms. Keisha Rochelle Williams, Director of Marketing and Communications for Southside Medical Center in Atlanta, thank you for spending some of your most precious and valuable time with us today.
Thank you for having us. We really appreciate it.
All right. You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on women making their mark in Metro Atlanta. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio, and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. If you'd like for me to speak at your conference, meeting, or event, please email your request to sparkplugpeople@gmail.com. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another splendid job behind the scenes. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, America's ambassador for women business owners, reminding you that you are the person who has to decide whether you'll do it or toss it aside. You are the person who makes up your mind, whether you'll lead or linger behind, whether you'll try for a goal that is far or be content to stay where you are. Take it or leave it. There's something to do. Just think it over. It's all up to you. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Spark Plug Radio.